Elsa Goody, Bushranger, written by Darry Fraser and read by Rebecca McCauley. My brother is dead. The bold, confident script swam before her eyes and Elsa Goody dropped the page onto her lap. She took in deep, silent breaths until the taut pain eased in her chest. Finally lifting the letter again, its words weighty, she angled it towards the candle and read to her dying father. Her voice shook as if unused to speech. To Mr. Goody. Goody Farm near Robe, in the colony of South Australia. Dear Mr. Goody, it is with regret I write to tell you that I have today buried your son, George. He has died this morning. These words from a stranger, this Mr. Ezekiel Jones, carefully scribed, were impossible to absorb, to comprehend. How could her brother be dead? And where? In Casterton. The place was fully 3 days' ride from here, in another colony. George. Her eyes closed a moment and the picture of him was clear. Wild, wavy hair, the colour of stringy bark honey, framed a pale face under dark, amber eyebrows, like their mother once had, like Elsa's own. His small nose and luminous green eyes were also just like hers. How alike they'd been when they were young children, especially when he'd lopped off her long tresses with the shears, which then resembled his own much shorter mess. She should have been more wary of her 12-year-old brother when he'd come back from the shed, hands behind his back and a peculiar look on his face. His strike had been swift and wickedly gleeful, and suddenly there lay 10 years' growth, the tight bundle of thick curls lifeless on the ground. She'd belted after him, not able to run him down as he charged across the home paddock, laughing himself silly. The little devil had nearly got away with it too, telling Pa that she'd done it herself. Their other three siblings, two dead, and only Rosie left, had not looked like their mother at all. Now that beloved George was dead, there was no one around to remind her of her mother, Kitty, who died long. Where was the locket with her mother's likeness in it? Tucked safely inside Elsa's cherished keepsake was a curl of her ma's soft, deep, golden brown hair. Oh, now's not the time to wonder where it is. She stared at the letter. Her vision blurred, until she blinked and took a breath. It had been so kindly written by Mr. Jones, and from so far away that she should give it her full attention. It had come from a farm outside Casterton in the western districts of Victoria. Gracious me, George had got all the way there on his adventure. The date on the letter told her that he'd died almost 2 weeks ago. What was I doing around here on that day? Why didn't I feel something strange or telling?